When somebody sticks somebody with a big knife, what is that called?
Stabbing.
Yeah. Now, do you know any other kinds, any kinds of big knives, different types?
A hunting knife and a butcher knife, I guess. That's what you're referring to.
Okay. Will you say the days of the week for me? After the bus goes by.
Slow life?
Pretty much.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. And will you count from 1 to 20?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. What's the number after 26?
27.
Okay. The number after... The number after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
Go ahead.
You know the Campbell Poke and Bean Company?
Yeah.
The Campbell.
Campbell's, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know the government, federal government now, will only let them put 39 beans in a can.
Why?
Because if you put one more, it'd be 240.
That's okay. That's okay. I like the jokes to get on there too.
You know she's writing a book.
Yeah.
I'm not writing a book. Okay. The number after 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
1,000.
Okay, after 999,999.
Would that be a million?
Yes. Okay. Will you say the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. Now I just want to ask you two more questions.
All right.
Is there anything about this survey or about life in Mobile that you expected me to ask you, and I didn't? There's nothing you think I should have included in here that's not here?
Well, except since my time at Mobile grown, I mean, how has it grown? I mean, like, how large? Since I was, see, because I was born in 20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I say that's 75.
Well, how big was Mobile when you were born?
Well, the city limits, to the best of my knowledge, when I was born, was Ann Street.
Ann Street?
And that's just right out here.
Uh-huh.
That's a hop, a skip, and a jump. But to us, Bel Air Mall was out in the country.
Really?
It wasn't nothing but just woods. But,
you know,
I mean, when I was a kid, and they had the dirt streets, and the ditches,
mm-hmm.
they just had wood that you would walk over
uh-huh.
to get across the, from one street, one side street to the other. You just have to walk over wooden planks.
All right, would you consider Mobile to be a city now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much.
Do you have any people in here?
Yeah. It's, I don't know exactly how many thousand.
Okay. All right, my other question is, do you have any opinions about the way people talk about whether or not there's good English and bad English? Or whether you think there's a standard English that everybody should try to speak? Or do you just have any opinions on English at all, or on grammar, or on how people talk in different parts of the country?
No, no, because they're born and bred that way, just like me. There's certain words that I say different from other people, but that's probably where they were read, and that's where they brought up, like me.
All right, well, do you think it's important that people speak what's called good English, or is it more important that they just get their point across whether they use good English or not? Can you communicate without being grammatical?
Yeah, to my opinion, I'd say if it could be to where everyone could speak proper English. Because it would be easier to understand.
Do you think it's good that everybody should try to learn good English?
Right, sure.
Do you think there is good, and can you use the words good and bad to describe English?
Can you use the word good?
Yeah, good and bad, because that almost sounds like, you know, morals.
Well, yeah, you could say it's excellent, meaning if you heard the word excellent, or he done excellent, that means he done good.
Oh, and I'm talking about applying those words to English. Can you have good English and bad English? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, of course, some people say like me, I wouldn't say I have good, proper English, but I could improve, or could be improved.
But do you think you still manage to...
Oh yeah,
to get my point over.
Communicate, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say for histories? Anything?
No, except who don't shake, don't get no cake. Hey, Baba Reba.